As the Anaheim Angels and the San Francisco Giants take the field tonight for Game 3 of baseball's World Series, some players and fans are paying particular attention to the baseballs themselves. They say the balls have been juiced, wound tighter to make them travel farther. In fact, the first two games of the series have been a slugfest. 11 balls have been hit out of the park. The most home runs in any complete World Series is just 17. Major League Baseball says there is nothing different about the balls except for a special World Series stamp. Joining us now is Joe Hawkinson. He's a sports writer for the Los Angeles Daily News. And Joe, questions about the balls, I gather, were first raised by an Angels pitcher after Sunday's game.
Well, actually, it goes back before that. The pitcher of Game 1, Jared Washburn, was the first to really say something to his teammates. He thought the ball was harder. And other pitchers started to notice the same thing, too. So on Sunday, which was Game 2, Al Levine, who's a relief pitcher for the team, he took a knife out of the clubhouse kitchen and cut open two baseballs. And he said that he noticed it was tougher to cut through the World Series baseball. Also, once he got it open, he said that the materials were on the inside were the same, but it looked like the World Series baseball was wound tighter. So, you know, the baseballs are sitting there on a table in the clubhouse after the game at 7. A lot of the players were kind of looking at it and squeezing them. And players, they more than anybody else will notice a difference because they're dealing with these baseballs, you know, day in, day out. And, you know, David Eckstein is a shortstop, and he said he felt it right away. He actually said he thought it was smaller, not only harder, but also smaller, which also would lend to the ball carrying farther.
Well, that's the word of a couple of Angels players. What do the Giants players say about this?
Well, the Giants didn't seem to make a big deal about it. As a matter of fact, Game 2 pitcher Russ Ortiz, and he got hit pretty hard, he wouldn't say one way or the other, but I think part of it, too, was he didn't want to make an excuse. He didn't want to say, well, I gave up all those runs because the ball's harder.
Now, an alternative explanation would be that this World Series includes players like Barry Bonds, Tim Salmon, or Troy Gloss of the Angels. They hit a lot of home runs, and in fact, the same team, the Angels, didn't they have a player, Adam Kennedy, who had three home runs in the league playoffs, presumably not with the same baseballs?
Exactly. These are the two best teams in baseball right now, and you know, and Barry Bonds, of course, he's the best hitter in the game right now. So it's not going to make a complete difference. It's not going to change the outcome of the World Series. I think it's more of a curiosity to some of the players, and it just kind of makes you wonder if the powers that be maybe wanted to make things more exciting.
The World Series moves from Anaheim to San Francisco this evening. What is the baseball wisdom about whether you'd expect to see more home runs in Anaheim or at Pac Bell Park near the Bay?
Well, they're saying two reasons that they expect to see fewer home runs and fewer runs altogether here is, number one, they play the National League rules, which means no designated hitter. On top of that, Pac Bell Park can get breezy. It's cooler. The air is heavier. And it makes it harder for the ball to travel further.
But we will let the record show that neither ballpark nor ball seems to inhibit Barry Bonds from hitting home runs.
Right. That was another thing that some of the players were joking about. They said, you know, it's not like if the ball was a regular season ball, it was going to scrape the top of the fence. I mean, he absolutely turned on it, hitting 485 feet, and he has leave people shaking their head. He is really the focal point of this World Series.
Well, Joe Hawkinson, thank you very much for talking with us
Sure.
today. Joe Hawkinson, sports writer for the Los Angeles Daily News.
Sure.